Hiya, it's Yvonne, and you are now listening to the Hashtag I Love Her podcast, which is a safe space aiming to inspire and develop self-esteem whilst promoting self-love. The title of this episode is How Low Self-Esteem Shows Up in Friendships, and this episode is for anyone who feels like they always have issues within their friendships. Maybe they're scared to show up as the real version of themselves because of fear of being judged. Maybe they find they get attached a bit too quickly when they meet a new friend. It's also for someone who feels that it's okay to be in friendships that are quite negative, and somebody who fails to know the difference between an associate and a friend. So during this episode, I'm going to cover how low self-esteem shows up in friendships and what steps you can take to ensure that your friendships are not a breeding ground for your low self-esteem. So let's get into it. So before I go any further, I just want to highlight that this is actually the last episode of season one, and I want to send so much gratitude for all the support and all the downloads that I've received so far. Thank you for tuning in and being committed to listening to the episodes, and I will be back soon with season two before you know it. So back to the topic. So the inspiration for this topic came from the fact that there's a lot of information out there about how low self-esteem shows up in relationships and how likely it is that you may be in an abusive or toxic relationship if you have low self-esteem. But there's not a lot of information out there that looks at the role that low self-esteem plays in friendships. And personally for me, this is definitely a place where my low self-esteem used to show up. I say used to because I was able to recognize that and make certain changes to ensure that the people around me and those that I consider to be my friends are actually my friends and treat me well. But prior to having that realization, I would accept friendships where it was very one-sided, and I would accept people only checking in on me or wanting to be a friend to me if I could do something for them. And I definitely struggled with this need to please, and sometimes I would be in friendships and feel like I didn't deserve to be friends with this particular person, when in reality that was far from the case. It's only when my difficulties in friendships started to show up in my other friendships that I looked within and started to see that maybe actually I am the common denominator in attracting these friendships that are not valuable, that are very surface level and don't do anything for my growth. So I was able to identify those friendships and take a step back and focus more on developing and improving friendships with people who actually deserve to be my friend. And I think it's really common to wait a long time before we exit a friendship because there's this belief that actually I've been friends with this person for so long, I've known this person from childhood, my families know each other, etc., etc. How can I stop speaking to them? And I think we definitely stay in negative friendships longer than we do relationships because of those views, and actually that's so damaging, because if there is a friendship out there that is actually working to maintain your low self-esteem, then it's something that needs to be looked at and the decision needs to be made about whether it makes sense to continue with this. So referring to my number one author on the topic of self-esteem, Nathaniel Brandon, I'm sure if you've got to this episode then you've heard me mention him in my previous episodes. So again, in his book he focuses a lot on the impact of self-esteem on relationships, and I feel like it can definitely be applied to friendships. So he mentions that we tend to feel most comfortable and most at home with people whose self-esteem level resembles our own. And I think this can definitely be applied to friendships. So if you're somebody with high self-esteem, you're more likely to be friends with people with high self-esteem. Whereas if you struggle with low self-esteem, it's likely that you will feel comfortable being in a friendship with somebody who has low self-esteem. He He also talks about the fact that the higher our self-esteem is, the stronger the drive to express ourselves, and the lower our self-esteem is, the stronger the drive to feel like we need to prove ourselves or to forget ourselves and forget the worth that we bring to a particular situation. And I think this is definitely applicable to friendships. If you struggle with low self-esteem, you will feel like you have to prove why this person should be your friend, and it will feel very one-sided. Whereas if you're somebody with higher self-esteem, you will be able to communicate your needs in a friendship and not fear what the outcome would be if you're saying to a friend, actually, I'm not comfortable with your behavior or how you've dealt with something. You would feel comfortable about expressing that and ensuring that your needs are met in the friendship and that it is fair on both sides. And again, this is definitely something I can relate to. When I was at a lower point with my self-esteem, I would be in certain friendships and feel like, oh, I don't really like how that person treated me, or I don't like how that person managed that situation. And instead of communicating it with them, I would just accept it because of the fear that I could lose this friendship. But that was then, and this is now. And I'm in a place now whereby I can, with confidence, set boundaries for myself in a friendship. And if somebody has behaved in a certain way that has affected me, I'm able to communicate that with them. And, you know, if you do have a friendship that is a real friendship, you will find that, yes, you may go through certain things and you may have disagreements, but if it is a solid friendship, then it will remain. But if you communicating your needs and your boundaries means the other person no longer wants to be your friend, then I think that speaks for itself. Because if you imagine being in a relationship and you tell your partner, I don't like how you treated me with that, with a particular situation, and they say, actually, I don't want to be with you, then what does that say about that person and how much they value the relationship? And I think it's really important that we start looking at friendships in that way, rather than placing them on a pedestal and just thinking that it's okay for people to go against our boundaries on what we feel is acceptable. So let me talk a bit more about some of the signs that demonstrate that you're struggling with low self-esteem within your friendships. So the first one, and I think I've touched upon this, is basically having friends who aren't really your friends. And the thing is, as I always say, your intuition knows what's best for you. So you know deep down that, I'm not too sure if this person's actually my friend. They only message me when they want something. So if you're in that situation, but you're choosing to stay and choosing to still be their friend and provide some value on your end whilst receiving little or nothing back, then this is a sign that you're struggling with low self-esteem. Because if you're friends aren't really your friends, then you will find that, number one, it's one-sided, number two, it's not supportive, it doesn't feel safe, there's a lack of respect, and there's just not really a real connection. And if you're accepting feeling like you actually can't communicate your accomplishments, or it's clear that this particular person is taking advantage of you and you choose to stay in that friendship without addressing these concerns, then that's definitely a sign that you're presenting with low self-esteem in your friendship. Another way in which low self-esteem can show up in friendships is clingy behavior. So meeting someone and feeling this almost pressure on yourself to really rush the pace of the friendship. So maybe wanting to spend lots of time with them, wanting to communicate with them often, doing things for them that they don't deserve at such an early stage, and feeling quite clingy and attached to them too soon, and feeling really happy that you're friends with them. And in that process, not looking at the bigger picture that actually this is the person that you don't know yet, and with any connection, whether that's a friendship or a relationship, it does take time to develop. So if you're finding that you're always quite clingy in your friendships, then that may also be a sign that you're struggling with low self-esteem. Another sign is staying in a toxic friendship. So, you know, anything along the lines of it feeling quite abusive, they're constantly putting you down, maybe name calling and always making you feel uncomfortable. And that's definitely another sign that you're struggling with low self-esteem in your friendships. And these are only a few of the signs. And I think the best way to understand how your low self-esteem shows up in your friendships is to be honest with yourself and to pay attention to what your intuition is saying. Pay attention to how you feel around a particular friend. Pay attention to the feelings that come up after communicating or seeing this particular friend, because there will never be a situation that isn't good for you that deep down you're not aware of. There will always be signs. If the things I've mentioned are things you can relate to, so number one, as I always say, it's always best to be aware of where you're at before you want to make changes. So firstly, recognize what friendships are working to lower your self-esteem. Be honest with yourself. It may even be worth listing all of your friends on a piece of paper, in your phone, whatever works for you. I'm really reflecting, does this friendship grow me? Does this friendship feel safe? Do I feel like I can show up as my real self in this friendship? Is there something uncomfortable around this friendship? And recognize which ones actually raise your self-esteem and which ones lower your self-esteem. And for the ones that do lower your self-esteem, then I hope that from listening to my other podcast episodes that your level of self-esteem has increased slightly and you've got the confidence there to be able to set some boundaries and have some conversations with those friends about how the friendship's making you feel and make some real changes to ensure that it's not working to lower your self-esteem anymore. Because I think it's always fair to give people a chance. Some people may not even be aware of their behavior and how it's showing up in the friendship with you, whereas others may be aware and they just don't care because they don't value the friendship. But I think it's really important to be able to distinguish that. And the only way to do that is through communicating. And I'm aware that if we have low self-esteem, being able to communicate our needs feels really hard and really unmanageable and really unbearable. And if that's the place that you're in now, if you feel like, as I've been speaking, you're aware of a particular friendship and you know that this friendship is unhealthy, but you're thinking, how am I going to communicate this with them? I would suggest listening back over to my other episodes and applying the tools and techniques that I suggest in my episodes to raise your self-esteem and setting this as one of your end goals to be able to speak to that person and see if changes can be made. And I guess that fits with my second point of making sure you prioritize working on your self-esteem. Demand better for yourself, because, you know, if you're struggling with low self-esteem, it's going to feel comfortable and familiar to be around people who are disrespectful, who don't value you, who only are in a friendship with you for their gain and for their benefit. So in order for you to be in friendships that raise your levels of self-esteem, you first have to prioritize working on your self-esteem first by setting those boundaries. And another thing to think about is set standards for your friendship and make sure you have a list for what your ideal friendship will look like. And don't settle. If somebody's not meeting your needs, communicate it with them. We always say there's so many fish in the sea when it comes to relationships. So there's definitely somebody out there who would be grateful for the friendship that you want to offer. And lastly, be prepared to take a step back from some friendships. And as I said before, this can be hard because I feel like we do feel like we need to hold on to friendships, but sometimes you have to be prepared to let go of people and things and certain behaviors if you want to raise your self-esteem. If there's anything that's working to maintain your low self-esteem, then by staying in it and not making the necessary changes, you will feel quite stuck and you're not going to be able to achieve that goal. So I think it's also being prepared for that, being prepared to let some people go. And I think it's definitely something that's not easy, because friendships are very different from relationships. But I would say for anyone I have had to let go of because I just felt like actually this friendship isn't for me anymore, I haven't regretted it yet. And it's definitely contributed to me realizing my worth as a friend, being very picky with who I see as an associate and who I see as a friend. And I feel really proud of myself for that, because it's definitely something I struggled with. And that also brings me to the final coping strategy, is know what you bring to the table. Why are you such an amazing friend? Why would it be a privilege for somebody to be your friend? Make another note, write it down, so that when you're doubting whether you should remain in a toxic, unhealthy and unsupportive friendship, you're reminded of why it doesn't make sense, because of the worth and the value you bring to friendships. So as always, I want to end with an affirmation to really support you with this. and ask that you please repeat after me. I know my worth and only allow those who also know my worth to be considered as friends. Every day as I work to raise my levels of self-esteem, I become aware of the people and things that I need to let go of. I am growing in confidence every day to be able to trust my intuition and let go of the friendships that no longer serve me. So there it is. Now you have a better understanding of how low self-esteem shows up in friendships. Please remember that your friendship is valuable. You bring a lot to the table. Don't allow any person to be disrespectful and hurt your feelings over and over again and hide behind the title of a friend. Because really, if somebody is treating you in that way, then actually they're not a friend and you deserve more. And I want to just express so much gratitude and love to everyone that supported me with season one so far, the downloads, the sharing, the leaving the reviews, and just everything that's helped to push out the hashtag I love her brand. So thank you for tuning in and all of the support so far. I will definitely be back sooner than you know it for season two. Please continue to promote and share the podcast with anyone who you feel would benefit from it. And thank you again for all of the support.